So we got the greetings all, by the way. We got the scene AI app was released in Australia today. The Americans have had it for a while. New Zealand got it a few weeks ago, I believe. And now New Zealand beat us in something that's amazing. In technology-wise, anyway, I have no idea about sports. So, yeah, anyway. And, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. And I've got like a $5,000, almost $6,000 Orcam, which I'm in the process of started to try and sell today. Because seeing I have much more success with this. And it's free. It's amazing. So I downloaded it at work, which probably wasn't the best because I was trying to talk to my partner, FaceTime him at the same time. And so, yeah, kept chopping up. I haven't got the best signal at work, but anyway. but unfortunately, I couldn't do much while I was at work. Yeah, it was just amazing that we have it, had it in our app store. I'm just amazed at this app. I mean, when the Americans got it and everything, they were posting on social media all about it, and it just sounded like almost too good to be true, and it seriously is. And this is only the first version. Now, apparently, it's just going to get bigger and better, which is amazing, absolutely amazing. So I've already had more success with this app than I have with any other OCR program. And so I've listened to all the tutorial videos, which the channel, videos that was very helpful. I've tried out everything. Oh, hang on. What's this animal's doing? Oh, gosh. Hey, what are you doing? No, 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 can't. Oh! Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I even happened to leave my cupboard open. Oh, gosh. Well, you did try and eat that cat food really fast, you silly dog. So, this joy. Oh, gosh. This joy. I was used to being able to leave cupboard doors open. So, anyway, do that. And this Clarice gets in cat food, which I had to put there because of her. So, I don't know how much she got. But, anyway. Oh, dear. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yeah. So. I've just had so much success. I mean, not like a whole heap of success yet, but I'm still figuring, I'm learning. So, okay, what are all the channels? I can't remember what they are by heart, but anyway, there's one where we can take photos of surroundings and get an idea of how many people are around you and things like that. So, and it's really good because it voiceover gives you the guidance, like, zero faces, one face in the upper right corner, blah, blah, blah. So it's really good. So I kind of maneuvered the phone until my face was centered, and then I took the photo and it was processing, and then it said, 23-year-old woman looking sad. Now, that was interesting because I'm 38, but I have been told that I look young, but I didn't realise that young exactly. And the sad bit have been a bit sad today, but not only that, but I was really, really trying to concentrate on getting my face in the centre of the camera. So, so it could have been a combination. And then there was a one which I looked at, which I didn't get any success with. It was like really experimental. Take a photo and it tries to tell you the situation that, you know, you're taking a photo of, like, I don't know, like, man on the laptop or something like that. And I only tried that once, mind you, and that was on the bus, so I didn't really get much out of that. I might try it again. And then when I got home, I went shopping. I'd been shopping online, but then I went to pick them up, everything up. And I just decided to have a frozen meal today, like a lean cuisine meal. Well, I didn't know it was lean cuisine, but I soon did. So I turned my ID mate on first, and I tried to find the barcode with that. And I really couldn't. I was, you know, moving the box all over the place, and I couldn't. So I thought, well, I'll get my phone and go into CNAI, go to the product channel, and see if I can tell, you know, approximately where the barcode is by the beeps. Took me a little while, but I gathered after a long while that because of the fast beeps, that the barcode was on the side, like a short side of the box. And sure enough, it eventually told me it was Lean Cuisine macaroni or something, but it was a bit chopped up. But I, like, the text was something with, you know, it seemed like it wasn't like how it should be, but I got the gist of what it was. So I thought, okay, now I know. I'll see what my ID mate says. So did that with my ID mate, and sure enough, it gave me the what it was. It wasn't macaroni. Well, it was Lean Cuisine pasta and cheese sauce, and I had that because it was late, basically, and you know, I was couldn't be bothered cooking. It was hot. And yeah, and then I haven't tried reading a document yet, but I tried the short text thing. I put the phone, like, I had this, you know, Lean Cuisine box still, and I put the phone, like, I had the camera over the box. And I obviously held it over the text with the website, because it says, for more details, visit www.leancuisine.com.au and all that. And then I went to get some mail, and I was attempting to read an envelope or some envelopes. I got a bit of paper. It wasn't actually an envelope. This was just a bit of paper, like, folded. And it started talking about, you know, City of Deakin, which is my electorate in the, you know, in the, yeah, with the voting and stuff. So I figured, oh, yeah, that's political stuff. I don't need that. And I didn't really have any success with the envelopes so far. I tried sort of, you know, one way that wouldn't work. I turned it over. Wouldn't work. Turned it round, wouldn't work. So, yeah, I don't know. I just never really had any much luck with the envelope. So, I might have to just open the envelope and try and do it that way. I don't know what it is with the envelope, but yeah. And the camera is all lit up, so it doesn't matter if it's dark at all. So that's a note from my mate at Commonike, if she's listening, because she mentioned this morning that to me that she was trying to, you know, identify some products, and it was she identified one, but the, you know, she wanted to try and do it when it was lighter. Well, it's the camera's lit up basically all the time, like the torch. It's like, when they're tortured on. It's like really bright. It shouldn't make a difference. I don't know what I was having problems with the envelopes for, but you know, it's still early days, and I'm just so very, very, very impressed. Exactly as impressed I was when hearing what this wonderful app could do from all my American friends. So, amazing, amazing, amazing. And there you have it. Ugh.